Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm broadcasting here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Or afternoon. It's almost afternoon. We're broadcasting a little bit later than our normal showtime today. We had some unexpected technical difficulties, as well as some unforeseen circumstances arise.
We stuck in there, and we made it through, and
we did.
Here we are.
Oh, hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to get started in just a moment here. We do have some callers in the queue, and I think these are people we haven't spoken with before, so I want to let our callers know we are getting to your call. Please don't hang up, but we do talk for about 10 to 15 minutes before the show starts, you know, doing education and talk about spiritual matters and things like that. So, of course, you can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Got a new follower today. Thank you to them for following us. Also, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or join us on Facebook. I think you need to send Neil a friend request to do that. And also, there's a fan page on Facebook, which you can find via the friend page that's linked right here under our Blog Talk Radio profile. 914-338-0164 is our call-in number. And Neil, let's go. Let's start. I'm eager to start the show. It's been so delayed today.
Yeah, well, it happens.
It does. So here we are. It's been an interesting weekend.
It has. One thing that popped up this weekend
popped up like toast.
And so I changed the format a little bit of our discussion today to UFOs. UFOs is not really a spiritual matter, but in a way it is. I mean, you don't think of UFOs as being spiritual matters, but in the essence of existence and the cosmos, and the ability to perceive things with the third eye, more or less the naked eye, and the concept of how our universe operates and beyond, UFOs do occupy a realm of spirituality, because whenever we are lifted out of our bodies into another realm, we virtually are in the realm of spirituality to some extent. There's a soul energy and an astral energy, a cosmic energy. But they're all kind of wrapped around the idea of spirituality. But what happened over the weekend for us, for Kristen and I, was we saw emerging from the ground up, going straight up, a group of UFOs, very distinct. These were not airplanes. They weren't helicopters. This was like, what time was it, around 11?
I would say around 11.
O'clock at night.
11 o'clock at night.
And they were a series of them that just went from the ground up. I would say they were probably about a mile or two away.
Well, yeah, maybe less, maybe more. It's hard to tell.
Not more than a mile, probably about a mile away at the most.
It's interesting because obviously this is something we've been Neil's been experiencing UFOs for his entire life, and my experience, you know, I always avoided talking about aliens and UFOs because I was afraid to bring that energy into my life. I have kind of a fear, I guess, but, you know, since my connection with you, obviously there's been a different perception of that type of activity. I don't have those types of fears because I'm understanding more what the connection is in my own life and in our life, but What?
Well, there's a reason for that fear. There is a fear factor, and people think that UFOs is nothing to be afraid of. Not everybody, but some people. I was one of those people that thought, oh, there's nothing to be afraid of.
I see.
However, as a young child, my first encounter with a UFO was one that I saw late at night because I was an adventuresome kid and I would go out at night. And there was a field near my home, almost like a canyon. And at that field, I did encounter my first UFO that did actually abduct me. It took me up. My whole body went up. My soul didn't go up, or my spirit, or my astral body. My whole body went up, and I encountered aliens, and I remember the event. I must have been about 7. And I do remember the event being pulled up into a spaceship and being told things that I didn't understand at the time. But when the following day I did develop, I was talking in a different language, drawing pictures of outer space inhabitants and drawing pictures of the cosmos and things like this, which, of course, my parents at first thought it was nothing but my imagination. But as things increased in time and I didn't let go of it and my language increased, they did ultimately send me to see somebody to talk to, thinking I was nuts. But this energy, and I do believe that there are aliens that actually pinpoint certain people. Really, we get like tagged, like animals in the wild, you know, when they get tagged and they get monitored and they can be tracked. Well, aliens do tag some of us, and they keep their view on us. And so from there, I did have other encounters throughout my life with aliens in my 20s and 30s and whatnot, up to this recent time where now with Kristen, we did encounter probably about 8 actual UFOs coming up out of the ground and hovering in the air.
And what I was going to say, Neil, was that this wasn't our first experience together seeing UFOs. I mean, this has been happening for me for probably, I don't know, I would say about a year and a half maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So what was particularly interesting about these, and they differed from what we've seen. We've seen a variety, obviously, but this was just, I don't know, it was just weird. And actually, I saw them first out the window, and I nearly fell down the stairs coming to get you to show you what was going on, because I was, like, just shocked. I was shocked. It was bizarre. And as they would rise out of the ground, I mean, there were also, I mean, they looked like saucers. They had a series of lights on the front, and they would, like, you know, come out of the ground, and then they would expand and then completely fade out of sight. You know, you would see it solidly in your visual field, and then it would fade.
Mm-hmm.
They would fade. It was bizarre.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like a helicopter or a blimp. That was turning the lights on and off.
No.
Anyone looking at this would say a helicopter can go up and down, but this 8 helicopters going up and down and expanding their lights, turning them off, disappearing, reappearing, shooting across the sky at times and then coming back. There's no way that this was an airplane, a blimp, something that the Air Force was doing, or the Army base, or anything. This was exactly a UFO, very similar to the UFOs that I have seen in my lifetime, darting across the sky, coming up over my head, pulling me up into a spaceship. I know it sounds nutty, but
it sounds nutty.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds nutty, and I would have never believed that I would experience this type of thing. You know, 5 years ago, no way.
Oh yeah, they track all the time. Now, the other extraordinary point, not that this is crazy enough, but now I'm really going to sound nuts, is that they can materialize. These aliens can disappear and materialize from one physical location to another. Not their spaceship, but their bodies.
Their bodies. Well, so, and we know that happened the other night, but I don't know if we're going to get into that.
Yeah, I mean, they have appeared in my room. I mean, when I was a kid, they would startle the heck out of me. until
watch
I
your language, young man.
until I began to understand that they're not here to harm me. It's almost like I can. It almost when I'm there with them, it almost feels like I'm a gorilla and I'm being tagged by a team of biologists or something, zoologists, people who are tracking gorillas.
Because they study the human race.
The advantage to my energy is that they don't. Some people who have experienced alien abductions, they seem to get strapped. They do weird experiments on their head or on their organs or things like that. They don't do that with me. What they do is communicate to me through the sixth chakra, and we have a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
When they're talking to me, sometimes I can't quite understand the gist of their language, but oftentimes I do by vibration, because they send out a vibration to me. I do understand certain attitudes that I translate into my language, my native tongue, and then I formulate energy.
Which is what language?
Pig Latin.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you speak it beautifully, I must say.
Thank you.
You're spine.
What they've done is they've given me information. They give me bits and pieces of information about the world, what's going to be coming up. The most recent eerie thing, we were watching a movie called Rush, and this was like 2 days ago or a day ago. I think it was a day ago or 2 days ago.
That was the night of the event.
UFO.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same night. It was the same night.
Yeah.
And they did, and I was told to watch the movie. Now, they did send me a vibration while I was, this is a movie about car race drivers. Nikki somebody, I don't know too much about him, but and I'm not a car race driver fan, but I was watching this movie, and an alien energy sent me a vibe, actually. I didn't share this with you before, but they sent
me
a vibe.
Well,
but I did tell you how
you
important
implied,
to watch.
Yeah, I know.
That there was going to be an accident. I got a weird, weird vibe that there was going to be an accident, because the movie Rush, directed by Ron Howard, is about this famous, I forget his name, but a famous car driver. And there were two of them, and the German and this other guy, I think from England. Anyways, those details aren't as important. What's important?
5-20-71 is his birthday meal.
Oh, the one, who, which one?
The Stewart.
Oh, Stewart.
Uh-huh.
So what happened,
like
they gave me a strange vibe about the car crash.
No.
What happened today, and these were aliens. This was not a spirit. These were aliens that told me this via the spaceships that came up out of the ground. What happened today was there was a fatal accident involving Tony Stewart's car.
Right, it was on Saturday night, I believe.
Yeah.
It was on Saturday night.
And that struck and killed a man named Kevin Ward Jr.,
which
who was a 20-year-old. We're going to get into their birth dates in another episode. But that energy, I believe, was something that these aliens were trying to...
The ones coming out of the ground?
Yeah, the ones that are coming out of the ground had given me this message.
Interesting.
Why, I don't know yet. You know, in the current state I'm in, sometimes I have to be a detective and unravel things when
mm-hmm.
I get these messages.
Right.
And there was obviously nothing I could do. I didn't even know. I only knew that there was going to be a racing car accident. That's all I knew, and it was coming up. And I even told you during the movie, because you and I are not car racing fans, but I said we have to watch this. There's a vibration going on, and we have to watch this movie. It's very important. And so now, a day later, or at the most 2 days later, this fatal incident involving the car racing driver.
I believe it was Saturday. I believe it was happening simultaneously. The event, the movie was Saturday, and the event was Saturday.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Say,
so it's not 2 days later. Yes, it's appearing
in the
paper today, but it was happening that night.
It was happening
that
night.
Which is very odd.
Because, you see,
very odd.
The alien, these, and I don't want to get into the planet or anything on today's show.
Yeah, and we want to get to our callers.
And we want to get to our callers, because I'm about ready to wrap this up. It's just an interesting kind of thing that came up, and I want to share it. Because there are certain things that happen in the world that somehow gravitate towards these alien creatures, and they are very important to them. And I do think that certain things that happen in the world are significant in terms of a bigger picture that's going on in the world, more or less the things that are going on in the Middle East and the Ukraine and everything, and all the places where we've got all the problems going on at this moment in time, Iraq. Where sometimes these small incidences have a certain element of energy that is significant. So I think in the terms of just having this encounter, we can talk about this more in depth and we'll get to our caller, but just in terms of opening up the dialogue, that it's just not a matter of seeing a UFO or being abducted and
right, there's,
people...
There's information.
There's information.
Providing
valuable
it.
Information. And I do believe in biblical days there... The alien creatures that visited biblical characters, which is recorded in the Bible, was very significant. So they do give cosmic language, and that hasn't stopped. The only thing now is that I think we're getting into a period of our world history where we're focusing closer and closer to an element of what is regarded as Armageddon, the apocalypse and things like this, which I think is up and coming, not yet,
mm-hmm.
but up and coming.
All right. Well, Neil, let's pause for a moment. We'll take another call, and I'm sure we're going to have time to revisit this today. Okay, hold on. Neil, I'm going to bring them on. Good morning, 575. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling in for a general reading. Do I need to talk about the subject matter at hand?
No, you are not required to talk about the subject matter at hand. Of course, we would love if you did, but okay. No, you can, you know, the show is for reading.
I'm just not well equipped for that, but I find it fascinating.
Right, probably you don't have a lot of experience with extraterrestrials, I would guess.
Since I live out here by Roswell, New Mexico, I think I have a little bit, but
oh, you do,
I
so you
know
do
to,
have to say.
I
you
do.
Do have, okay.
We believe.
Well, you do have something to say. That's interesting. By Roswell, Mexico. Funny that you would call today.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Well, you can weigh in if you want, but we definitely would like to get your name and your birth date.
Okay.
So we'll dive into your energy here.
It's
go ahead.
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
With that, how you spell it?
T-A-M-M-Y.
Okay.
720.
Oh. And the year, please?
63.
Interesting. Very 2810
interesting. 2810-1.
2810-1. All right. And you just have a general...
Yes, I'm looking at, you know, I rarely ever ask this question, but I'm just like, what about personal relationships? I mean... I have some that come and go, and I just really want to have some guys that I've been looking at, but I'm just not real sure, and if there's something blocking me from, like, diving into a relationship or something, I'm not...
Yeah, Tammy, basically what's blocking the energy of your relationships, not that you can't have them, but the reason that you can't have the big fulfilling one is because of karma. You're born on the 20th. July 20th. Now, there's a code in there, Tammy. And not everybody who's born on the 20th, please, no emails. You're going to bombard me with contradictions, and I don't want to get into that. I'm talking about the vibration energy. But when you're born on the 20th, in the form of chakras, that's the second chakra is our sexual chakra. And that sexual chakra has to do with the second chakra, if you know your chakras. And
right.
That one has to do with sexuality and relationships. And what you have before it is a 7, and on the other side you have a 0. Now that 0, karmically speaking, is your block towards a fulfilling relationship. It's a block. It doesn't mean you don't have them. It doesn't mean that you don't experience sexuality in a relationship, and that you can't find people to connect with. But what it does stand in your energy field is a block in terms of completing the energy. Now, what's interesting is that you're a very spiritual person because of the 7 in your month, and you're very verbal. So you have a verbal, you communicate well. This isn't a matter of that you have some this sort of
dysfunction?
Dysfunction, maybe, if you will, in communication or spirit. The drop between 7 and 2 is 5, and that's your fifth chakra, communication. But you do have a karmic energy going on that's rather strong. Now, if you notice, Tammy, 7 and 2 is 9. But so is your year, 63. So on either side of your birth date, be it the month and day or the year, you have a broken up 9. That 9 is power. So the power that would typically be involved in a relationship to where you can find that fulfilling relationship has been disrupted by karma, meaning that probably in a karmic situation, not this time, but in a karmic situation, Tammy, your spirituality and your sexuality started to battle each other. So, in other words, in a spiritual realm, you were an individual that probably overcompensated in the realm of sexuality, meaning that you were probably a little bit too liberal, or you created karma in sexual energy and thereby disrupted your spiritual essence, and that's what brought you back to the planet in this lifetime, to where you're trying to find a nice, beautiful balance between spirituality and sexuality, regardless of what karma is going to make you go through throughout your life. Now, you're 51 years old, and you might have had a change in life around the age of 10. There might have been a move. And again, at the age of 28, there might have been another significant event in your life or change in your life that would equate to the explanation of where you are at this point in time in terms of relationship. Now, at the age of 10 or 11, any changes that you can remember or moves in location?
My significant change in life event is at 18.
Okay. Well, 18 is important, and I'll tell you why. Because 28, 10, 1. So go to your karmic numbers, 28, 10, 1. Your master number is 1, but you also go in increments of 10.
Okay.
So when you're dealing with that energy, at 18, you're actually dealing with 10 years prior to the age of 28.
Right.
So we can look at it that way. At 18, you have 10 years to go until you have another fulfilling energy at the age of 28. So you had a significant change at 18. And at that time, did anybody depart the earth? Were there any deaths at that time that were meaningful to you?
At 28, yes.
Yeah. Who was that?
It was my nephew. He was 3.
Yeah.
And sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I am too. Was that some kind of congenital? Was there a thing in the body as opposed to getting hit by a car? Or?
He drowned and I couldn't save him.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I see. So it was... do you remember his birth date, Tammy? I know this is getting off the topic, but I want to explore something for just a minute.
And we see you 404. We're going to be getting to your call in just, I don't know,
I don't know his birth date. It's been so long.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear it, but see, that element, that's a disconnection from the energy of second chakra also is about the relationship energy, just not sexual, but mother, father, brother, sister, sibling,
right.
Nephew, niece, boyfriend, girlfriend. So that energy there significantly told me because of the zero factor that you were going to have a loss. That's why I brought about a loss. Now, that nephew, that comes from a past life anyways. But what it signifies too, Tammy, is that throughout your life, you have energies going on to where you connect and disconnect, connect and disconnect. It's like a bad circle, like a bad connection. And that will happen in relationships too. And the fact that your master number is 1, that's essentially your master number. So your life goes in increments of every year. You virtually have a change. Although in your case, there might be some relationships that can last 2 to 3 years, even up to 4. What's the longest relationship you had thus far that you could call a relationship? In years, how long has it lasted?
Maybe 3.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe up to four, but no more. So you see, and then your nephew died at three.
Right.
So what three is called the fire number. It's in your year of 63. And that sort of, what that three element's doing, Tammy, in terms of that number, is it challenges your vision about life. So one of your journeys is to get through all of life without falling into despair, depression, sadness, losing faith, losing the cosmic attitude of what existence is really about. It's about the Earth and the planet and what we're trying to achieve down here, but there's a bigger picture going on that a person like you should grasp and understand to help you get through the trials and tribulations of Earth so that you don't just think this is all there is. There's much more, but you're down here being tested in terms of how well prepared you're going to be once you actually do leave the body. Now, there is a theme in your energy, of course, where you're going to experience relationships forthcoming. And at the age of 52, which is next July, you're going to have a huge relationship encounter. Now, the energy that happens at 52 for you, Tammy, is the number 7 and 2. Look at 7 and 2. Let's look at that karmic side of your birth date. Between 7 and 2 is a 5. So now we look at that 5, which is the separation of 7 and 2, and we bring down the 2 and we get 52. At the age of 52, you're going to encounter, and that adds up to 7, you're going to encounter a relationship. So it's not until July. Now, what you have to do is prepare for that relationship. I think in the preparation of that relationship, you're probably going to have some career or job difficulty between now and next July. Nothing to worry about too much because it's all set in the motion of time in terms of what you're supposed to experience to get up there. Any job as we speak, any job concerns as we speak?
Yes, I'm working on these projects, and I have clients that don't pay, and I have, like, trying to birth a creative project right now that seems like all odds are against me, but I feel like it's very worthwhile.
Well, it is, and this is just a karmic test that you're going through, and all of this is wrapped around, because your karma is so diverse, your job and your career. Your job, your career, and your relationship. They're all kind of wrapped together, one contingent upon the other. So it's like, you know, you clean your room, you get to go out to play. It's that concept that what you do in one energy will actualize in another energy. So I do believe you will be encountering a person. But we have to kind of get to our next caller. But the person that you're going to encounter does have some remote connection to Nevada. So I want to give you Nevada as a walk-in clue to the next relationship. There's going to be an attitude about Nevada. It may not be big, but it will still be a part of the process of your next encounter with this individual.
That is so wild because, like, 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I had this dream, and it was so vivid, and it was, and what I remember of it is Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
Well, you're obviously connecting with that.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, because you see, and I was thinking of Reno, Nevada, to tell you the truth. I don't need, just trust me. But the attitude of that is, you see, Tammy, because my vibration's reading your energy, and it's just not reading your mind, it's reading the imprint of what's going to be happening. So
okay.
We're on a cosmic level of communication right now, and I can tell you, just, you know, listen to what I'm saying. It's a clue to your next relationship. You're in the astral body in this dream. We don't have time to get into it, but it's all part of the process of entering your next relationship.
Okay.
All right, Tammy. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, wait, I have one more question.
We have other calls.
I'm supposed to... I'm supposed to go to Reno, Nevada this weekend, and I was going to cancel my plans. Should I go?
Wait a second. Okay. Go ahead,
well,
quickly, Neil.
Why were you going to cancel?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed to go some other place to take photographs.
Where do you need to go to take? Are you a photographer?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the sixth chakra. That's your sixth energy. In fact, you're born the same year as another client I have who is, the whole world is photography.
Okay, so can we quickly answer?
Well,
okay.
I don't know. Is there a way you can do both?
I will see about that.
Yeah, stay tuned because
thank you.
I have to do both.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Neil, you're very welcome, Tammy. Your suggestion,
uh-huh.
Neil, is for her to...
Try to fit in both.
So
yeah.
Don't cancel the Reno, Nevada. And I think it's so bizarre. I mean, not only did she dream about it, she actually had a trip scheduled, which she didn't mention after you said that. It's very funny.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
yeah,
the psychic
world.
Yeah,
go to Nevada, I would say.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think there's an element there in Reno, Nevada, but I didn't have time to explore the other position she had to go. There might be some karmic reason for her to go there, too.
Okay, so thank you, everybody in queue, for being so patient. 404 is next. Then we have 631. We're going to get to both of you. And, of course, Neil's number, 562-596-7818. And if you're on Facebook or Twitter, please join us there, or you can also follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. 404, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. I guess it is afternoon here too. Normally we're broadcasting in the morning, but we had some technical problems today. What's your name?
It's Tunisia. I called in a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, hey. Hi. Tunisia.
T-U-N-I-S-I-A.
Okay. And what birth date and question?
My birthday is December 9th. Yeah.
And your year?
It's 1988.
88. Okay, what's your question?
I'm just interested about an interview I had in Philly and wanted to know the update on it because they told me they'd call me on Friday, but I haven't heard anything. And I also had I got a job offer in Georgia, but I just really wanted to know about Philly because that's what's going to help me know where I'm moving to in the next couple of days.
Okay.
Was she in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Philly?
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering about a job in Philly?
Yes.
Because your voice was going in and out, so it was hard for me to get all the words
yes.
in the vibration. You're wondering about a job.
How about it?
Uh-huh. Let me ask you something. Aside from what we're discussing, who around you in your life was a big baseball nut, baseball fan?
I believe my father.
You believe your father? Are your parents divorced?
No, they're back together.
They're
together.
Were they separated?
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Okay, so they were separated, and that has some meaning to me, and you believe your father. So I don't want to get too much into personal energy. But are you closer to your mother than your father?
No.
You're closer to your father?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But when you say, I believe my father, what do you mean by that? Because it gives the impression.
Because he's not crazy about baseball anymore, but I believe he used to play it a lot, but he didn't follow through with it.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going back to a past with him. Who also has an ability in, forgive me because these questions I might be a little bit obscure to you, but who had ability with electronics or, you know, electrical stuff?
I don't know.
You don't know. Have you had any electrical problems in your environment, anything with electricity?
No.
Nothing in particular?
No, nothing that stands out.
Nothing that stands out. What kind of job are you going to in Philly?
The hospital.
Do you, a hospital? Are you a nurse? Do you, a technician?
Oh, no, it's social work. social worker.
Oh, a social worker, and you had a job in Philly, but you also have something in Georgia. So is your question between the two?
Yes, but I haven't heard from Philly yet. I have an offer in Georgia, but I really want the one in Philly, but I'm trying to see what's going on because they didn't call me yet, and I'm kind of, like, prolonging the offer in Georgia because I'm waiting on the response from Philly because I need to know where I'm moving because I'm staying with a friend, and I don't like staying in people's houses.
Okay, I got it. So you're waiting on Philly because you really prefer that job more, but Georgia's already offered you the job?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And why do you want the job in Philly more?
Because it's a new city and they pay more. Way more.
Okay, I'm going to do. I get it. Tanisha, have you, in your life, anything, do you recall ever having fainted, any concussions, any bumps on the head, anything in your life, car accidents?
Yeah, it was like faint. I bumped my head a couple of times when I was younger.
Tell me when you fainted, just real quickly.
I can't remember when I fainted, but I don't. It's like I remember it, but I don't.
Okay, I understand. The best I can do for you on the radio, because you're an energy. That you're complicated in terms of 3811 too, so there's a certain complication. But what I can give you is I'm going to try to create within 4 days, that's by Thursday, that Philly contacts you. So you don't have to worry. How long did Georgia
think? I think you did that for me and did something for my energy, and I got the job in Georgia. And that was like 20 miles in radius from where I was at, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I remember you now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I got the job in Georgia, and then was at, well, I had the interview last Friday and got it on the spot, but I had an interview in Philly the Wednesday prior to that Friday. That wasn't another state, because at first you said you didn't see anything, but you was going to, like, talk to my angels or something and try to do something for me.
What I can do, Tanisha, is I'll try to create the same thing with Philly that I did with Georgia that was successful. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but you're compounded, so there might be some luck there. So if you can hold off with Georgia until Thursday, I'll try to...
I have to give them something on by tomorrow, and I really thought I had the job because I felt like I did really good with the interview, and I felt like they really liked me. But I don't know why they won't give me an answer.
Okay, then I'm going to try to boost it up. It's difficult because you're asking me to be a miracle worker, but I'm going to try to boost it up to Tuesday now and see if we can get something in. Real quickly before we part, can you call them and contact them, or do you have to wait?
They told me to call them. I called them, and nobody responded to my phone call. So
okay, don't worry
I'm
about
not sure
that. To put out an energy to where if you when you call you're going to get a response, so keep calling and we're going to see. It doesn't look too good. It looks like George is going to be the one, but I'm going to try to produce an energy to where you can do the Philly since that's what you want, and I want to make you happy. If I can do that for you, I want you to make that call today, and let's see if we can get an answer by 4 o'clock your time.
Okay, yeah, because I did want to stay in Georgia, but I guess I wouldn't have a choice. So a happy year.
Yeah, well, we'll give it a try.
All right, Tanisha. Let us
all
know.
All right,
how
thanks.
Okay, thank you. 562-596-7818. And probably in Tanisha's case, it would help if she maybe spent a little extra time talking to you. Probably the radio is difficult. But it sounds like even with those radio readings, you got her a result in Georgia.
Yeah.
So for those people that aren't familiar with our show, I'm not sure, you know, who's listening right now, but we do have some new callers today. You not only predict the future, but you also work to change energy, Neil. So
I like we're trying to work to change energy. That's what I really like to get into.
Yeah, it's exciting. Okay, we have another caller from 631. We had another caller, but they hung up. Ah, 631, good morning.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
I apologize. It's not morning.
That's okay. It's all right. I had two things I kind of wanted energy shift for. I'm going back to my part-time job as a teacher aide, and I was hoping that come September there would be a full-time position there, something would open up in the school I'm going back to. And then tomorrow I'm going to court because I'm not getting the visitation I'm really supposed to with my son, and we'll go in front of a judge, and I want that to work out in my favor. And that's those two things.
Okay. And we know you, I think.
I haven't called in a long time, though.
No, I know. That's not a problem. But what's your name? Just so we can get that.
Suzanne.
Yeah, we got to get the other
one. Okay, I'll get that. Okay, hi, Suzanne. Okay, can we get
Suzanne?
Your birthday again? Suzanne.
10-5.
10-5 what?
60.
1960. We're
1960, yes.
I have 960.
60.
So, 1 second. So, you can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, 6, 16, 4, 5, 6, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 4, and 60, you are, let's see, let me get this. You're going to be 30.
Yes, 10, 5, 60.
And you're 53 years old.
Yes.
And you want to know about a part-time job.
No, I have a part-time job now that I'm going back to. I want to see if it's going to go into full-time and then about court tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I want to ask you something, a common name. Anybody named Mark in your life, anywhere around you, in your past, any Mark?
No.
No Mark. Okay, I want that name. I want you to stay attuned to that name because I think that name is going to be coming up probably within the next 7-8 days. So that name is for your future energy visitation. And you have to get visitation with son. So your husband has custody?
We have joint custody, but he lives with him now. But he's going against what I'm supposed to be getting, my times and stuff like that, and playing games, and he calls me names and everything. I'm going to court tomorrow. I finally got a free attorney.
Okay, so I think it's going to be a tough battle. In your case, Suzanne, on the radio, this is going to be difficult. Right now, I'm not getting the best answers that would make you happy. What this is about.
Well, I don't know why though, because he's going against the court ordered visitation.
Yeah, I know, but I understand that. I understand that. But sometimes what happens in the element of energy with people is that a karma comes in and it disrupts. It disrupts logic. It disrupts justice. So sometimes that happens. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see in terms of, because you've got this aggravating situation coming up. And so do you have a female attorney?
No, male.
And what's the, can I just have the name, the first name of the attorney?
Tim.
Tim? You know the opposing counsel, what their attorney's name is?
Not the first. Last name, Neary. Ryan.
I don't want to, rather not mention names. Okay, what I'm going to do, is, and it's tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, well, the vibration, I'm getting a lot of resistance, so there must be resistance. And what I would have to do is go into the depth of your connection with your ex, the birth dates, which I do not have time for, to work out why this situation is even occurring and he's in contempt. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to formulate that energy into a different zone. Suzanne, that's what I kind of do. And with you, I'm sort of in this rushed mode, so I'm not really spending the time I need to spend. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to change that energy around. A mark will be surfacing. So there's going to be a mark that surfaces. I don't have time to explain where that's coming from, but a mark will surface in the energy. And I think that there's going to be some difficulty, But ultimately, you got a lot of zeros in your number, which, and you have a broken up 6, but your master number is 4, but that's broken up by 22. You're 53 years old.
Suzanne, real quick, didn't you have, like, did the custody situation change with your kid? Because what I remember is you didn't have custody of him at all. He was living with his father completely. Am I remembering that right?
Well, that doesn't mean I don't have custody. At one point he lived with me and we had joint custody. Now he lives with his dad and we have joint custody. He doesn't have full custody, no.
I see. So nothing has really changed since the last time we talked. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. It's going to be difficult. What I'm going to do for you, Suzanne, is I'm going to work on this energy even after the show. Let me work on this because I don't have time to work out the friction that I'm experiencing, but there is friction, and I got to figure out what that is. And what I'll do in my world is spend probably about 10 minutes trying to figure what that is out so we can get to the next call, or I'll do that after the show. And,
okay, thank you very much. Do you see the part-time job becoming full-time at all?
Yeah, that's what the issue is going. So what you're looking at is full-time energy in total in both areas, and that's what I've got to work on to where you have command over your environment. And that's what I've got to work out, especially in your code with 2 zeros. It's going to be a little challenging. But I'll spend about 10 minutes trying to see if I can do that. And then hopefully you'll get back to us with good results.
Yeah, let us know. Definitely let us know when something changes, Suzanne, okay?
All right. Yeah, what it is that I'm going back to the part-time job, but I just want, there might be more hours. That's what I'm hoping for at the same school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm working. That's what I'll be working on.
Okay.
I get the picture.
All right. Thank you, Suzanne.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. 716 is next. Then we have a caller from 573. 573, you do need to press 1 if you want to speak with us. Perhaps you're just listening. Press 1 if you want to talk. 716, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Molly.
Molly, M-O-L-L-Y. Birth date and location, please.
818.
818?
1959. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Happy
birthday upcoming. I have a very, very good friend born on that date. 415. What's wrong with me? Okay, what's your question?
My question is around career.
Okay.
I'm looking to change my career, and I guess I was wondering if you see anything.
All right.
In, I guess, in the natural, around, you know, natural health or.
Oh, yeah. No, I see a thing. I see a change in your career.
We've got about 5 minutes for her, and then we'll see the next
okay.
call. There's 2 people. I just want to let you know
so
what
Molly,
our time frame is.
Molly, at the age of 41, did you go through a change, location, career, right, relationship right around the age of 41?
It was around 43, I think.
Hmm.
43? 2 years after
yeah.
that? Just
yeah.
the energy to 43. What happened at 43?
Change in career.
Okay, so that's okay because there might be a 1 or 2 year division between your energies because your master number is 5. It's made up of 41. 41 is not divisible by 5, so there's a year or two off balance of energy there that I have to kind of adjust my energy to. So 43, you had a change in career. Did you ever get a bachelor's in college?
No.
Did you ever try to go to college after high school?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you dropped out of college. Did you go for as much as 2 years, year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, I have my associates.
Yeah, you got your associates for 2 years. So you have a
yes.
college degree, but it's an AA. Uh-huh. Okay, I see it. What I'm getting, because I only got 5 minutes to read you, what I'm getting is a change. Yes, there's going to be a change. It's actually going to be a big change at 55. So you have, just good news for you, big change at 55. There
okay.
might be a, Molly, it might require that you move, but the move would feel good. The move would feel right. There's something about your environment that's a little bit shaky. If you stay there, then there's going to be a change in your environment. other than that, there's going to be a change by you changing your environment. Are you satisfied with your living arrangements now?
Yes.
And is there anybody that could be leaving your or any change that you know, that you consciously know of, that could be occurring soon within your current residence?
I have my daughter is, you know, just graduated from college.
She might be leaving?
I'm sure she will be eventually soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm okay, that's where the energy is that I'm looking at. So in terms of your change of career, because the time is limited, I do see a change of career for you. It's going to be in your 55th year. So that's just coming right around the corner. There will be a change. It will be successful. And have you ever wanted to go into self-employment?
I'm kind of looking at that now. I just started doing some things, but
yeah.
It's more side work.
That's okay, because it's going to develop. It's going to build momentum in the self-employment division. So I want you to keep working on that, no matter what else you're doing. I want you to keep working on that, because there's a certain trade-off in terms of what you're doing there that will activate your career and your employment issue. So I just want you to know that. And who has artistic abilities in the family? Artistic?
My youngest daughter.
And is she going into any kind of career with that?
No.
But what's her realm of artistic?
Pardon me?
In what area is she artistically inclined?
Well, she's very crafty. She can make all kinds of things.
I got it. I understand. Okay. Well, I don't have time to go into any more depth, Molly, but there is going to be, you asked me about a career change, and yes, we're looking at that. It's going to happen in your 55th year. There's going to be career change. I want you to keep promoting the self-employment aspect in addition to everything else you're doing, because that's going to have give you momentum for your ultimate career change that will occur this year, 55.
Okay.
All right, Molly. Well, thank you so much for finding our show.
Thank you.
Take care. And Molly can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio and reach Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And we have our final caller, Neil, area code 573. Let me bring them on.
Hello?
Hi there.
This is Linda, 81661.
6161, you say?
No, 81661.
Yeah, 61.
And who is this?
Linda. L-I-N-D-A?
Yeah. That'd be me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if you ever see me getting another house.
Another house.
Another house. Yeah. You're 53 years old. 32 years old. 32. What happened at 32, 1993?
93, I was 31, and I made a big mistake and got married.
Ah.
I was thinking it was going to be marriage. I knew it. And did that result in a divorce?
Absolutely, 20 years later.
Yeah, because your master number is 5, and that was 4 cycles. So you're about 32, 42, 52. You're 1 year And you want to know about a career change?
No, a home.
Home.
She wants to know
home.
About if a new house.
Home environment. Okay, that's number one. Well, yeah,
I don't know if she's got a house, but.
You wanted to know if you were going to get a new home or something?
Yeah.
Do you have a home? I mean, do you own a home?
Not now. I'd like to.
That's what you want. So you want to become a buyer rather than a renter.
Right.
Well, here's the thing, Linda. Your birth date suggests that you are going to get it. Now,
I was born what?
Your birth date, your master number, and your birth number suggests you're going to get the house. You're born on the 16th, and that's inverted 61 in your year. 1961 adds up to an 8, and 8 with 1 in it is going to be the element of having land ownership. So you don't just occupy a home, you occupy the land that it sits on, and you have an energy field that suggests to me, vibrational-wise, that you're going to own land. So I do believe that you're going to own land. It doesn't matter if it's a townhouse, a house, a park, it doesn't matter. You're going to own that space, which is on that land, which has some element of energy. Now, this goes back to a past life Indian, American Indian energy.
Yeah, I was told that. Yeah, I was told I was an Indian princess.
Yeah, well, I have never met you, and I'm telling you it too. So you have, and that element means that the karma, Linda, of that past life suggest that you get to base your life on that, on a piece of land that you have karma with, but it has to do with karma of abundance, meaning that you own the land. It's your rightful title. So I do believe that given the trials and tribulations it takes to get there, you will be having a home that you own or property that you own.
And it'll be mine, right? I won't be.
It's going to be yours. It's going to be yours. And we're probably looking at a 32, 42, 52, you're 21. I mean, it's not, you know, it may not be right around the corner, but it's coming up. And you're going to have another major change at 64. So at 53 and then 64, that's 11 years away. But probably you could be owning this land next year. That would be 2015 when you're 54. That one feels really big to me. But, yes, in essence, you're going to be having ownership.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
There's
things to work out. You don't give up now. Don't give up because all your trials and tribulations to get there are just karmic elements you have to get through, and you do have them. So just don't give up because you'll get it. You're going to own property.
Okay, and you see it at about 54, you say?
You're not going to get at 53. Between 54 and 64, you have a 10-year window. But let's start with 54 first because that could be the year that I would first focus on because that's your eligible year. But then the window stretches between 54 and 64. But this, let's not look at that window yet. Let's look at the first step, 54, where I would feel that you have an ability to get this property. But there's other things that have to be worked out, and I don't have time to go into the finer details of your life to figure out how I might be able to assist you if that's at all possible with speeding up the process. But, yes, you will have property.
So you do see abundance coming then?
Oh, yeah, you're going to have, there's good things are coming up. Linda,
somebody told me around Florida. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if there's time to really get into location.
I don't want to do that with the amount of time I've got. No.
But
okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think you know a lot of psychics out there, a lot of different information. Sometimes it's good to stick with one. So thin, because then it can get really confusing. You know what I mean?
That can be. You know, I mean, psychics can have different opinions. They get different vibes.
Sure.
It's just, you know, who's more accurate in the long run.
Well, we are done with our show, Neil, and barring any technical difficulties, we're going to be back on the air at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, so things should be running smoothly by then. And I guess...
No, I think that does it.
Okay, well, we'll see you then, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bye-bye.